You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, folks, the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program this Saturday evening, October 21st, is 13th anniversary weekend. Have you had a good time so far? Well, I'll tell you what's coming up this third hour. Now that everybody's full of food and drink, we're going to sing. And we're going to sing the national anthem. And I better not see anybody taking a knee for the national anthem here tonight. And I'm not talking about the Star Spangled Banner either. I'm talking about the Southern National Anthem. And we're going to do that, the grand finale of the show tonight. Do you think this guy can play it on the piano? Well, I'll tell you, a longtime fighter for our cause, a hero to me and to so many who has been out there on the front lines for longer than I have. That's a really long time. A
few years.
A man who can give you a tour of the Biltmore, a man who can give you the tour of the Alamo, a man who, if you combine him with Keith Alexander, there is nothing in the world or in the universe that they don't know.
Well, I admire your courage, James. You have one lawyer already on the show, and then you invite another lawyer on the show.
It's a disaster.
The world's second oldest profession, and the only profession that Christ specifically condemned when he was on earth.
Mr. Kirk Lyons, if you can believe it, and this is an embarrassment on me, first time on the show.
First time. Well, I
but
apologize.
It won't be the last.
I apologize for the last time. The last time I was supposed to be on the show, I was in the middle of Nowheresville, South Carolina, in the middle of nowhere, calling an 18th century dance. So, and we didn't get a connection. So I apologize for that.
That's a legitimate excuse. More than death. I would accept that. Kirk, tell us, since this is your debut appearance in the most unusual of circumstances, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your work and your organization, first and foremost.
Well, I have to say that thanks to my wonderful, wonderful wife, Brenna, the most important contribution that I have made and will ever make is having seven God-fearing children.
Hey, he's almost up there on Bushman level. And you don't live in Utah.
I don't. From Texas originally, and now living in the hill. I came into a Houston post office and saw my picture up in the post office and fled to the mountains of North Carolina, where we've been ever since. So, but seven kids, most of them born in Texas. We had four boys and a girl, and then figured we're done. 8 years go by, and we get twins. Twin girls that are now going to be, next month they're going to be 11 years old. So anyway, we have the Lyons Family Carnival, and we're very happy with it. They're all great kids. They've all turned out normal in spite of their father, and we just love them all.
I like that tie. I like that lapel, and I like, look at this guy.
I'm a little retro. Well, that's one thing. One of my talents is teaching etiquette, and for the last, since 2003, almost as long as Political Cesspool, we have been counselors at the Sam Davis Youth Camp, and we have two a year now, and we generally get between 50 and 100 kids for a week where we teach them etiquette, Southern heritage, and we teach them how to dance.
Has anyone, first of all, a round of applause for that. Let's not forget the classics. All right, so this is a touchy question. Has anyone in your experience over the course of this weekend run afoul of those standards of etiquette?
Well, it would be impolite for me to mention. But if you will elect me dictator, we will have white tie and tail dinners again in this country. Top
Indeed.
Hats will be worn to the inaugural when Jefferson Davis is inaugurated.
So. The last good president we ever had.
Well, don't blame me. I voted for Jeff Davis. It's something I have said more than once. We can deal with the Yankee in from New York City until we can find somebody better. But the way Trump's making him mad, he's doing all right as far as I'm concerned. Nobody's perfect.
All right. Hey. Kirk, let's talk about your organization and some of the many battles you're fighting as we speak even tonight.
Well, I'm the chief trial counsel of the Southern Legal Resource Center. We don't consider ACLU a bad word because we consider ourselves the Confederate ACLU. People understand that. In my previous work, when I did criminal conspiracy work and sued the federal government over Waco and a lot of other swine pussery the government was up to, I said then that the greatest threat to liberty to Americans today is the federal government in collusion with a lot of state and local governments. And that's still true. And our premise was then, is now, is that we're very tired of our government using our Constitution as so much toilet paper. And sadly, we still got a long way to go to correct that. But to do that, we have to have an aroused citizenry that agrees and is willing to do something about it. And the outrages that you're seeing in Charlottesville and other places is nothing more than letting your government get away with murder, constitutionally and otherwise, in outrages that happened to people further to the right than yourself 20, 30, 40 years ago, when there literally was almost a shoot-to-kill policy from your government that would allow these people to be rounded up, killed, or put in prison for 200 or 300 years, and everybody else said, well, we're just glad we rounded up those radicals and put them in prison. Well, thank you. Now we have what we have today, and it's happening in Charlottesville and other places, and it will continue as long as you tolerate it.
Hey, Kirk, very quickly before we come up on the break, you're involved in some battles currently in court. And listen, one of the things I love about this guy and admire about him is he fights the battle where where the battle line is drawn. That's in court. That's in the court of public opinion, in the court of law. You're on the forefront of a few cases right now. I know you
right
can
now,
go into a lot of detail.
We have filed 3 federal lawsuits against the University of Texas, the city of San Antonio, and the city of Dallas. And I can announce that last night, an attorney colleague of mine has filed a federal lawsuit against Caddo Parish over the removal of the Caddo Parish Confederate Monument. So there are now 4 federal lawsuits. The 3 that I filed in Texas, we are maintaining that is a First Amendment violation. And we really have no choice because Texas and a lot of other states have these either weak or absolutely non-existent Monument Protection Acts. And my fear is you can go right back to the Soviets back in the 1940s that actually got something right. They warned that cultural genocide is the first step towards actual genocide, and that's what's happening.
Hey, folks, every now and then when a Confederate monument staves off elimination, you can thank this man right here, and that's the truth. Let's go back to Maestro and our commercial break. We'll be back.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
Why do we have to go on the radio when we can sing more Herman's Hermits? All right. Is Jack Ryan in the house? Jack, come on up, Jack. If you know Brad Griffin and Occidental Descent, you should know and probably do know Jack Ryan, one of his premier contributors to OD. Let me get you mic'd up, Jack. Hang on here. We're continuing the All-Star lineup tonight. The Caravan of Stars. Jack.
Great to be here. Ain't it good to be alive and be in Tennessee?
Is it good to be alive in Tennessee? That didn't sound like you meant it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Jack took the midnight train from Chicago. And he was down. Jack, you were here in 2014. You're here now in 2017. You were here for the 10th, now for the 13th. Was it worth the train ride?
It's always great to be here. I spent some of the best years of my life in Tennessee. I grew up in Chicago, but I wanted to go to a Southern school, even though they were just bashing the South in my school. So I applied to Vanderbilt and the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. It was a very Southern school then. And I came to Vanderbilt, a different place. As James said, the North is a direction. The South is a place. It's a special place. It's a great place. And I'm here to tell our radio audience the South is still alive. It's still full of great Southern people, and we should support it.
Jack is a very brilliant mind and a writer and much more than that. And he and I are going to be collaborating a lot more going forward. I'm very grateful that he's down here again this weekend for this event. Tell us a little bit about your work on Occidental Descent and some of the issues you're most passionate about.
Well, I'm the number two writer on Occidental Descent, and our editor, Hunter Wallace, Brad Griffin, he went to Auburn, I went to Vanderbilt. It's an alternative right, patriot blog, but with a very distinct Southern perspective, Southern history, Southern culture, and we present that. And I think that's what we really have to do with our issues. We're a related people, Indo-European people all over the world, but we've got unique people with their own culture. And if you want to organize and get people you know, to do effective work, you've got to organize people, you know, as they are. And the Southern people are great people, or just as Polish Americans in Chicago are, you know, a great people. And you sort of have to organize people along those lines. And I know it's very depressing to see a lot of the terrible things happening in our country. You know, Charlottesville, the most depressing thing in our country is our media. We have a media mafia that there are no Southerners that own Hollywood studios. The last Midwesterner to own a Hollywood studio was Walt Disney. You know, instead of getting good Christmas movies on Christmas, like Miracle on 31st Street or It's a Wonderful Life, we get Django Unchained on Christmas Day. You know, isn't that nice? But the other good news is that communism has fallen in Eastern Europe and Russia. One of my grandfathers was Russian. He was a teenager when the Bolshevik Communist Revolution came out. He fought in the White Army, and we lost, and he ended up coming to Chicago, the University of Chicago. That's why I'm there. But if you're depressed, just look at Russian media. That's why these leftists, you know, they're always going nuts that the Russians stole the election, you know, just because there was some fair coverage of the presidential election on Russia Today. No, they didn't steal the election. They just did some honest news reporting. And so we sort of are a dispossessed people. Our national media is not in our hands, definitely not Hollywood. So we got to make the best of things. But look at what our people and our kinsmen did in Eastern Europe, where they were dispossessed and occupied by communism for all these years. Now they've got it back. Leningrad has been re-Christian. St. Petersburg. You know, if you're depressed, look at the Cossacks, you know, taking down Pussy Riot. So we have to do what they did. We need to take back our country. But in the meantime, we've got to battle on, and we've got to do what we can, even though we sort of live in occupied countries, really, what I say.
Could anybody say it better than that? That pretty much covered it. And he's so well-dressed. Look at the, what do we call this pattern? Plaid?
I let other people design
it. Hey, from Vanderbilt, was Virginia one of your teachers?
I met her after I graduated. After I graduated Vanderbilt, I somehow wound up in New York City. My brother had a place there, and I lived there for 5 years. It felt like 20 years. I was a public school teacher in Brooklyn. So I never see these.
How was that? Well, let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I see these military people. Were you ever in the service? I said, yeah, I was in combat for 2 years. I was a public school teacher in Brooklyn. You know, and so this is something I highly recommend people do, is that a lot of our people, they're just a little bit soft or something, and they can't take not only just being beaten or something, but they can't take being called a name or something. They said, oh, you're a racist, and then you'll back down. I got called a racist like 20,000 times in a week, you know, and you once you do that, you can handle it and step up to it. But it was a good time, and then it was terrible. The late 80s in New York City were just dreadful, very biblical. You could... Times Square was the porn district, teenage prostitution. You could get away for the summers to Fire Island, but then they were closed because of AIDS-contaminated medical waste. And I felt like it was just the worst time. And I left New York City right before the Muslims blew up the World Trade Center the first time. And so I've been an activist since then, and not just regular conservatism, but, you know, alternative right, patriotism, immigration reform. No, I don't want Al-Qaeda, ISIS terrorists to come into our country and murder our people. You know, that's what I say, and they, well, that's xenophobic, you know, that's Islamic phobic. Well, yeah, well, whatever. It's just common sense. We don't want our people to be killed, you know. And then the fact that I get this from conservatives at the Wall Street Journal or Bush people that, you know, patriotic Americans is supposed to be open borders immigration and let's bomb the Serbs. And like, no, that's not. We're going to protect our country. We're going to have sensible immigration laws, and we're going to do an American first foreign policy. And so that's what I've been up to. And finally, I found some good people around, and these are some of the best people are right here right now.
Hey, folks, I know because of the atmosphere, it's perhaps hard for you to believe, but what you think this is just a speech or a presentation. And it's that, but it's a lot more than that. What you're hearing right now, thanks to the technological advance, this kind of technology makes you glad you lived this long, especially with gurus like Kurt and Sam. But no, much more than addressing a packed house, this is going out across the country and around the world tonight on AM and internet radio. What you're hearing tonight, people are hearing in China and elsewhere, and they're hearing Jack Ryan. How about Jack?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you, Jack. And we're going to hear a lot more from Jack. We're going to make him a regular contributor and a regular guest on the Political Cesspool. And if you didn't get enough of Jack tonight, Well, he'll be around, and you can check him out at OccidentalDescent.com. OccidentalDescent.com. Brad Griffin's already spoken tonight, and we're going to hear more than that. You'll hear more from him, and you can read more from him there at the website. All right, I would need now, let's see. We've got about a minute or two before our next break. We're going to go back to the piano. And but before we do that, we're coming up. Can you believe it? It feels like this for me every week. Maybe it feels like this for you tonight. I always say, how did that much time go by that quickly? We're 2.5 hours into a three-hour broadcast tonight. We're down to the last 30 minutes of the show. Do you want the show to end, everybody? Before it does, and time is a cruel master, unfortunately, we have to go at 9 o'clock. But before we do that, we're going to sing some songs, not just one. What's that, Sam? Yes, and stay tuned for Red 42. Red 42, Scoop Stanton, Sean Bergen, Jim Lancia, all correspondents who couldn't be here tonight, the very valued members of our team. Scoop and Jim have a spinoff show. It comes on immediately after TPC, and so people not in the room tonight will be able to listen to that via the Liberty News Radio Network and finer stations across the country on your AM dial. So stay tuned for Red 42 with Jim and Scoop. But first, I would need one volunteer and one volunteer only from each table. We're going to sing Dixie, but we're going to sing another song before that. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you'll know as soon as you come and get these lyrics sheets. So one volunteer from each table. You can nominate your captain and then come up and then please distribute these sheets to everyone at your table. We're going to start singing after this, everybody. So gird your loins. We'll be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. When President Trump unexpectedly beat Hillary Clinton last November, some economists started making dire predictions about what would happen on Wall Street. Well, obviously, they didn't do their homework. In just 10 months, there have been 50 historic highs in the market, the latest this week when the market surged above 23,000 and stayed there. It's expected that the market will continue to stay on course for the foreseeable future. The only thing that could reverse the trend would be the Republican Congress failing to pass tax reduction. While opponents of the Trump administration like to talk about the controversies inside the White House and the executive branch, some pundits say that a rift is happening in the Democratic National Committee, caused by Bernie Sanders' challenge to Hillary Clinton in the primaries, and apparently it hasn't gone away. In fact, it could be getting wider. It was supposed to have been repaired when Tom Perez, the choice of the Clinton wing of the party, was elected chairman of the DNC and then named Keith Ellison of the progressive Sanders wing as vice chairman. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The CoSertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at CoSertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The CoSertified app will be your start. Download it now at CoSertified.com. That's CoSertified.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
There we go. Too much good music. I say, you know, I told Christopher, if he was the first one I called. I said, if you can commit to coming to Memphis in October, we will do another anniversary conference. And it's really, the whole thing hinged on him because I think his music adds that much to the event. If you agree with me, let him know about it. Okay, so down, turning the corner, coming down the home stretch here. A couple of songs now. We're going to do a group sing. As I said, the political cesspool is pro-white, pro-Christian, pro-South. So we're going to sing a couple of songs that have a little something to do about that. Those of you who were with me here last night had the opportunity to see my pastor give me my introduction before my speech. And he stood tall, and he has stood tall against some opposition. And he has been with me my whole life. He has buried anybody in my family that I've ever loved. He's performed the service. He married my wife and I. I've known him since birth, and so it was a real honor to have him here last night to introduce me. And this is one of the songs we sing in church. And of course, it is because of my pastor that I even have a family. You've all heard this story before, I think. Back 2001, he told this story last night, so forgive the redundancy. But for those of you who weren't here, maybe you'll hear it for it'll be new to you and for everybody in radio. I can't tell the story enough. But I was a member of a church, and I was too old to be in the youth group anymore. I was in my 20s, but my pastor came over to my house one night, and he asked if I could. I had a pickup truck at the time, 2001, and he asked if I could haul luggage to church. And I said, sure, Pastor, I'll do anything for you. So I showed up at church the next day to take the kids on the camp trip, and he put the flatbed up with all the bags. And then he said, Dill, we have a couple of extra people here. We have a couple of more people that we didn't expect. And one of them was this lady right here. Can you believe that? I mean, what luck.
I actually knew that there wasn't enough space, and I hid in the bathroom so I could ride with you. And and it worked.
That was 16 years ago, and so I want you to know something about this. Not only is she giving me Henry and Isabel, Isabel and Henry. Isabel's my oldest. Henry will be three. And for those of you who were at the 2014 event, we were about 10 days shy of giving birth. Now it's 6 days. We're 6 days away from Henry's birthday now. And so she's given me those two children, and the church has given me a lot, and pastor's given me a lot. And so that's how we met. And so she was with me even before I ran for office, even before the radio show even started. So she's been with me through all that, through all the ups, all the downs, all the press, all the attacks, and she's never wavered. Every letter you've ever received from us, it's either been stamped or stuffed by her. I mean, she's with me in the good times and the bad times. And there's a little bit of both in this business. But we met at church. Since that's a big part of our program, we're going to sing an old-time hymn that I grew up singing in church. Yep. What do you mean?
Just make a circle around
your microphone. Oh, I thought you said one group. No. Yes. No. So this is a song. Everybody, please stand. Hang on one second. We're going to get a little gospel-y here. This is the South. Faith, family, heritage. That's what we're all about here at TPC. So You can see the verses. You see the chorus. We're going to sing verse 1, the chorus, verse 2, repeat the chorus, verse 3, repeat the chorus. Follow along with your song sheet. You can't go wrong. Take it away, Christopher.
Oh, Lord. Then sings
Christ. Would you believe my church tried to throw me out of the convention a couple of years ago? Oh, folks, there's something that stirs the spirit. We need more than just who we are. Our race is important, but there's something even more important than that. And I know a lot of people in this room believe that. And for those of you who don't, it's like the song Walking in Memphis. In the song, they ask, are you a Christian child? He said, man, I am tonight. So we all are tonight. We're going to take a break here in just a second, but we're not done singing. You can sit down, though. You can sit down for just a second. We're going to hear a couple of more songs from Christopher, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap up the entire show tonight with a group singing of Dixie, a very special group singing of Dixie that includes the traditional version and the war version, because we're still at war. We're still at war. My daughter's here tonight. Isabel. What would you like to say, sweetheart? She's been asking to come on the show all night. Do you have anything to say?
No.
No.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for my daughter. Hey, what's the book we've been reading before bed every night?
Courage of Sarah Noble.
Does anybody know The Courage of Sarah Noble? So we've been reading that. We got one back there that does. The Courage of Sarah Noble. We actually just finished that book. And we're going to take a break. Take it away, Christopher. Last segment of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, it's the last segment of the show. The last segment. The weekend's over. Well, not quite, because, listen, there's going to be a lot of mixing and mingling after the 9 o'clock hour strikes. We're going to be here all night long. We're going to be at watering hole. We're going to be here in the lobby. I know a lot of people have asked to come to take pictures. Eddie and Keith and myself will be up here for pictures, to talk to you, for anything you want. Eddie, one thing, if there's anybody in the hall that's with our group, tell them they got to get in here now because we're about to sing the national anthem. Eddie's lobby. Eddie's hallway. That's right. Well, okay, so when we sing Dixie, this is a hybrid version of Dixie. This is the most appropriate one I could find for the occasion and for the times. It is, of course, the version we all know and love, but it's a little bit more than that. It is that plus the war version. If you don't know, there is a war version. And so we're going to sing the first verse. You've got it here on the paper. If you can read, you can follow along. We're going to sing the first verse and the chorus. Second verse and then the war chorus. Third verse, war chorus again. Fourth verse. I can't even say it, but just sing it. And we're going to do that in just a second. I told someone yesterday I intended for this conference to be a multi-sensory experience. We wanted it to reach people on an intellectual level and on an emotional level. Do you think we've come close? Do you think we've gotten in the ballpark of doing that? Oh, yes. Well, we got to find it. Let's see. How much time do we have left? Okay, we got one more coming. Hang on. We're at 49. Oh, yes. Red42.com. Red42.org. That comes up next. That's the new show. And then after the show is over, I don't know if you know this or not, but Jared Taylor and Christopher the Maestro have collaborated on a new anthem. Jared wrote the song. Christopher wrote the lyrics. Oh, excuse me. Jared wrote the lyrics. Christopher wrote the music. There we go. Music and lyrics. Okay. So they're going to unveil that for the first time. This is a joint collaboration. Jared writing the music. Christopher... Right, Jared the lyric. That's why I'm not a musician. Okay, he wrote the words. He put the tune behind it. That's all you need to know. Okay. All right. A joint collaboration. Have we got everybody in here now? Okay. All right. Well, this is the culmination of this entire weekend. This is the pinnacle. This is the zenith. This is the summit. And so we're going to sing the national anthem, the only national anthem I recognize. Follow along, but first you got to stand up, and I better see everybody's hand over hearts before we get started. And as I asked you before, I want you to sing it so loud that they can hear you in Nashville. All right, everybody, if you know the song, sing along. Take it away, Christopher.
Shut up!
As I remember saying in 2014 at this time, we may have been the only radio show in the country to do that song tonight. All right. Oh, well, where do we go from that? I mean, where do we go from that? How much time do we have left? Where's my phone? Okay, we got a couple of more minutes left. Hey, I will tell you this. We got 4 minutes left. We've talked to a lot of people in the audience. We've talked to a lot of guests, a lot of speakers. You've gotten a good representative sampling of who's in the crowd. But we have 4 minutes left, so it's going to be open mic time. Don't leave me hanging here, folks. We've got 4 minutes left to hit this one out of the park. If you've not been on the show tonight, I would ask you to come up and share with us what tonight has been like for you, what this weekend has been like for you.
I'm going to say goodbye real quick because I'm going to go home.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. That was Isabel. All right. Anybody else? We've got 3 minutes left. Now, don't leave me hanging. Don't make me look. There comes Lee. All right, Lee.
I just got a comment. I think the South is going to save America and then save the world from these globalist scumbags. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I hope it's not just Lee. Come on, somebody. Okay, I knew. Yes, he should have been on already.
One word. I want everyone in Arkansas, if you're listening to this program, contact the governor's office and stop the unjust extradition of Jacob Goodwin, who's being held in a county jail there pending extradition to Charlottesville. He was only defending us and our cause. So you get on the phone and write him, call him, whatever, but this man must stay in Arkansas. Thank you.
All right, we got time for one more. One more, and while I'm waiting on that one more, I'll say that the last 13 years have been an unforgettable experience for me to have shared with you all. Let's hope there's another 13 years together, and I hope there is. I might be old by then, though, but we're going to hope for 13 more years. All right, you've got the final word tonight on the live broadcast of the 13th anniversary.
This has been awesome. My name is Matthew Goodwin, and I was allowed the opportunity to come here and celebrate this party with these good folks. And I'm going to tell you, folks turn into family real quick around here. So, thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you to all our speakers, to all the guests on the show tonight, especially to Sam and Kurt, without whose broadcasting expertise, the syndication their network gives us. Hard to believe everything that you heard for the last 3 hours in this room went out to a worldwide audience. And, of course, to our musician, Christopher, to Eddie, to Keith, to everybody. I can't say thank you enough. Everybody in this room tonight deserves an hour of praise and gratitude and time on the program. Yes, Matt's already been on tonight. Don't worry about that. You were outside, but we gave Matt his due. Matt Parrott in the room tonight. Now, that's one that should certainly be acknowledged. Matt Parrott, everybody, another man that's been out there on the front lines and doing the Lord's work and fighting the battle and taking the arrows. Well, that's it. I don't know. When would we ever come back after tonight? What are we going to do next week? It's all downhill from here. All right, listen, another year begins anew, or this 13th year on the air begins in earnest next week, but I probably won't be sweating like this after the end of that show. That's it, everybody. Stay tuned for Red 42, red42.org. If you're listening, if you're here, stay tuned for the party, and it's going to happen right now. Come up and talk to us. We'd love to see you and shake your hand before you go. Good night, everybody.
Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.